QuickSurf Internet Media presents The Geekinator, talking about all things tech and geek. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to The Geekinator. I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from a lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. This is episode number 40 of The Geekinator podcast. For those of you who are watching on Ustream, hello. And I'm also recording this on my Flip Minnow HD to upload some test footage. So we'll see how that goes. Let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode, starting off the first one at Boing Boing. This is pretty cool. The title of the story is called Unusual Custom Guitars. And somebody just texted me. Unusual Custom Guitars. And MusicRadar.com has posted a fun gallery of the 14 most outrageous guitars on the internet. And it's pretty... there's a couple of guitars there that are pretty wild. Let's just put it that way. From extremetech.com, AMD and Seagate are showing off a 6 gigabits per second SATA connection. AMD and Seagate will demonstrate next generation 6 gigabit per second SATA interface Monday in New Orleans, the company said. Neither company is announcing products based on the technology yet. Seagate executives said the 6 gigabit SATA technology will be part of a future AMD Southbridge chip and may appear in a solid-state disk drive before it becomes part of a conventional hard drive. So the future is on the horizon, apparently. Never ends, does it? From matternetwork.com, in the green building section, the EPA has released some info. Energy Star buildings save $1.7 billion a year. Wow. Green building has constructed quite a name for itself, but the demolished economy makes one wonder if builders will start choosing price over planet. Fortunately, the Environmental Protection Agency has provided a modest pick-me-up honoring the 25 U.S. cities with the most energy-efficient buildings. So, there's a list of top 25. Obviously, Los Angeles is right up there in the top. I'm going down through the list, and unfortunately, Phoenix, Arizona is number 22. So, Phoenix, my hometown, you got some work to do. I want to see Phoenix up in the top 10. That would be awesome. Anyway, check the list out. There's 25 cities. You know, Los Angeles is one, and then there's a bunch of other ones. I ran across this interesting article on Mashable.com where there's six ways listed to publish your own book. Now, not everybody is a writer, obviously, and there are, you know, things that have to be worked out, but I found it interesting that there are six different ways to publish your own book as it lists out here and kind of some of the, you know, the pros and cons of each one. And pretty interesting stuff. From Earth to Tech, this is cool. The title of the article is Put Some Sunlight in Your Tank. And it shows a car. And the article starts off, can a car run on solar? Yes, as long as you don't need to fit a whole lot in your trunk. And as long as you don't mind that it doesn't actually have a trunk, the new solar car from Massachusetts Institute of Technology's solar electric vehicle team might be small on size, but it's big on ambitions. The picture that they show here is pretty wild. It's awesome. The car is called Eleanor, and it's a solar car with a cruising speed of 55 miles per hour on a sunny day. And... basically, well, even on a cloudy day, the team says that the car's batteries can hold enough power to drive from Boston to New York without needing any sunlight, which is more than 200 miles on solar power. Whew. So anyway, the goal of the car is to compete in the World Solar Challenge race across Australia this October. So it'll be interesting to see how well it does. I will be following this. The car just looks cool. It reminds me very much of a big square plate. Let's just put it that way. But 55 miles an hour, that's pretty amazing. So for those of you who are Kindle 2 users, there's some bad news. Amazon has caved to the Authors Guild. I think we've talked about this before, where the Authors Guild was basically causing a huge dust-up over the Kindle being able to read to you. Well, Amazon's caving to the Authors Guild, and they're going to turn off reading to you in the device. And basically what they're going to do, how it'll be implemented, is they're going to let publishers choose whether or not to enable the Kindle speech-to-text audio functions for individual text. So by default, and for like your own stuff, it'll probably be fine. But, you know, for those authors who don't want that, they can turn it off. Kind of interesting. Now, the big news for this week, and this is more Apple-related news and should be covered on Apple Newslog, but I put the show out yesterday and it didn't happen, or the day before, and it didn't happen till yesterday. Apple has updated its consumer desktop line. The new 24-inch iMac starts at $1,499. So everything from iMac to Mac Mini desktop lines, including the 24-inch iMac, is priced more affordably than ever before, and a Mac Mini with powerful new integrated graphics. Bunch of new stuff. Definitely check it out. Worth checking out. Also, Apple has updated the Mac Pro line. This is kind of nice. It features Intel's new Nehalem, I don't know how you pronounce that, Xeon processors and high-performance graphics. Pretty cool. I actually looked at it. This is pretty awesome stuff. So check it out. We'll see, obviously, what comes of it. And that's really pretty much all I've got for this edition of the Geekinator here at Techno Geek Nerd. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us on the web, quicksurf.com. You can subscribe to the podcast feed. You can watch the video online for each episode if you so desire, at least for the newer ones. Where I can, I'm also making a video download available, as well as the MP3 download. Interesting stuff talked about during the show. You know, et cetera, et cetera. Everything is linked up. You can shoot me an email, geeknator@quicksurf.com. You can visit sister shows, podcasts.quicksurf.com. I host and produce a variety of other podcasts. Voicemail hotline, finally got it working. Yes! 602-466-3134. That's 602-466-3134. For those of you who are not in the U.S., the country code is +1. And my Twitter, friend feed, Facebook, and Ustream are linked up in the show notes. So if you want to friend follow and or otherwise harass me, stalk and harass me, feel free to do so. And with that, I thank you for listening. I will see all of you on Saturday's show. See you then. Bye.